It's News Talk Tonight with Mark Toohey on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
Little hand clap action.
Is this hand clap?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
There you go.
It's getting late. Mine's getting fuzzy. We are back live. You're listening to News Talk Tonight. We are live. We are new. We are national across Canada, coast to coast to coast. And thank you so much for listening. This next topic, it's Toronto-centric in some ways, but it's something that affects every Canadian living in basically anywhere across the country. We have a lot of very formal rules at the federal political level that make sure that it's as even a playing field as possible for candidates, whether they are the sitting members of parliament or their challengers. We have the same kind of rules provincially, and we try to do something like that municipally. But at every level of government, there's always a huge advantage to whoever is sitting in that office now. So if you're a member of parliament, you're running for re-election, your chances of winning re-election most of the time are vastly superior than the chances of a challenger beating you and unseating you and becoming your replacement. And it gets even worse when we get down to the municipal levels, where the power of name recognition makes the difference, quite frankly, between a winner and a loser. And an incumbent mayor in a town or a city, a reeve, a councillor, an alderman, what have you, they have so much of an advantage over anybody trying to challenge them because everybody knows who they are. And the budgets for campaigns at the municipal level are so much smaller. So if you're a candidate who wants to unseat an alderman or a mayor, it is all but impossible to get people's attention. And so you'll see lots of people running for election when the incumbent has decided they're not going to run again. You know, I worked for Rob Ford in the campaign in 2010, and that was a wide open race because the previous mayor, David Miller, had said he wasn't going to run again. So it was wide open. So it was a very competitive race. In Toronto right now, Mayor John Tory, who has served two terms, he was elected first in 2014, again in 2018, then the pandemic hit. Now he's running again in 2022. He's got a huge advantage. Everybody in the city knows who he is, and he makes announcements regularly because he's still the mayor, even though the election is well underway. So he's out there every day in the media because, and the media will cover him because he's also still the mayor. Whereas in a federal election, you know, the prime minister doesn't get to make announcements every day as the prime minister. He can make campaign appearances and promise to do things, but you know, we don't really, we treat him on an even playing field with everybody else. Not the case municipally. And so this applies in your town, your city as well. It's a challenge, and we need to figure out how to deal with it. My guest joining us right now is one of the, well, he's one of the challengers to Toronto Mayor John Tory, the man who most observers say, you know, is the leading alternative candidate. His name is Gil Penelosa. He's running to be mayor of Toronto. Gil, welcome to News Talk Tonight.
Mark, thank you.
So I don't want to get too much into the details of what happened to you Wednesday morning, but essentially you were on the city square in front of City Hall giving a press conference. 10 minutes into it, City Hall security shows up and says, you can't do this. They kick you off the property. There are rules that say they can do that, although I think when they pushed you off of the sidewalk, that was probably not in the rules. But your point throughout this, I think, is that huge advantage, because Mayor John Tory just last week was doing the same kind of press conference in the same place that you were doing it, but he can do that because he was doing it as the mayor, not as a candidate.
Exactly. I think something that is important for the listeners is to realize that this is bad for democracy. It's bad for democracy across Canada at all levels. That's why I think that we should have term limits. Because there is such a huge advantage that if there were two terms or maybe even three, okay, in 4 years you learn, the next 4 years you do, and then you're out. There's lots and lots of great people, and there are so many people at city council that they get elected with 20% of the vote, 30%. That means that 70% of the people did not want him, but that 70% was split into many, many other people. And in the case of John Tory, well, he's been on campaign since day one. It was incredible because in the last campaign, he said every single day that he was a two-term council. Oh, I'm going to be a two-term council. I mean, two-term mayor. Then less than 24 hours after he won, the next morning on CBC, Galloway asked him, Mayor Tory, you just won your second term. Would you consider running for a third term? And he said, yes. What? You know, for 3 months you've been saying that you're a two-term mayor, and less than 24 hours you decide. What happened? Since day one, all he's been focused is on how to win a third term. And the easiest way to get a third term or to be reelected is pretty much to do nothing. So I think that is what happens with reelections. People win, and that same night they are just focused on how to get reelected and not how to do things.
So how do we deal with that, Gil Penalosa? Because the mayor says, and he's right, he is the mayor until November, December, whenever that. Even if he loses the election, he doesn't stop being the mayor until the swearing in of the new mayor. And he says he's got work to do as mayor. He has to keep doing it. But clearly it's in an election campaign and it benefits him just having that profile. What should the rule be?
Well, I think they should open up the rules to be more democratic. For example, I was just walking on the subways, talking to people and giving out flyers. And they said, oh, no, you cannot do it inside the subway. Why? The subway is public. I'm just walking up and down, giving out flyers and talking to people. And they said, oh, no, it's illegal. But the mayor has so much advantage. Like you said, he can make up any news, two, three, four news in a day, and he's four times on the news. So we need to regulate because, for example, not only mayors, but every councilor, every quarter, they send out to every single home a full-color printed newsletter with 8 color photos of the councilors or the mayor and for name recognition. No one can compete against that. So we need to eliminate that. We need to regulate how those new letters apply. Mm-hmm. For example, we're going to have ranked ballots. If we have ranked ballots, then people are going to have to get 50% by a process that people are eliminated. But I do think that John Tory is having a huge advantage, and the city staff also, they are taking advantage of it. When I was at City Hall, I was right in front of City Hall just talking to a group of 10 people, reporters, about my housing plan, how to have homes for everyone. And then we were kicked out. They said, you got to go to the sidewalk. They took me to the sidewalk. I continued talking on the sidewalk, and they said, oh, no, you cannot do it on this sidewalk. They got orders through the radios, and then they kicked me off the sidewalk. I think this is totally unacceptable. I think that the mayor should have an explanation of why his private security guards are doing this kind of behavior. Gil, I think we need a level playing field.
Gil Penalosa, thanks very much for your time late in the evening. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, the mayor doesn't have private security in that they work directly for him to do his bidding, but there is public city hall security, and they kind of enforce those rules. But Penalosa is right. You know, the rules are not applied evenly, and that is a problem. And it does affect the quality of our democracy, because if you're an incumbent, it's, you know, you're almost guaranteed re-election unless you do something hideously wrong or, you know, there's a huge garbage strike, which is one of the reasons why David Miller didn't run for election, because he was going to face the stench of the stink. Anyway, we're going to take that's it for the night. My name is Mark Tui. You're listening to News Talk Tonight. We'll be back again tomorrow for another four-hour edition, live national news and talk and discussion. I appreciate your time. Follow me on Twitter at Tui, T-O-W-H-E-Y. Thanks to Ben Harrison, producing, and Mark Tang, the technical producer tonight, for making the show sound great. Have a great night, folks.